Welcome to Vedic Mythology, Music, and Mantras. I'm Ben Collins. Show notes and other details on the podcast can be found on the net at puja.net, P-U-J-A.net. This podcast presents a lighthearted look at stories from the Vedic tradition. And in this episode, we're going to talk about the holiday known as Tulsi Vivaha. The Tulsi plant is a variety of the spice that we in the West know as basil. The story of Tulsi and this holiday is a wonderfully symbolic story that resonates even today. It celebrates the mythical marriage of the Tulsi plant with Krishna. It's celebrated on the 11th day of the bright half of the lunar month of Kartika, which to us is in November at the time when the moon is becoming brighter. This festival is popular in all parts of India, particularly in the south, like Tamil Nadu. And in the Vedic tradition, there's a rishi by the name of Narada, who is the son of Brahma, the creator. Narada takes the role of cosmic instigator in many of these stories, and he's always sort of sneaking in and out, starting things off by making devious suggestions, and his unsuspecting targets usually agree to do things that lead to all sorts of interesting consequences that, of course, no one suspects. During the time that Krishna was on Earth, the gods in heaven decided that he'd been away too long and they missed him and wanted him to come back. So with Narada, they hatched a plan to get him to return to heaven. Now while here on Earth, Krishna had two wives, Satyabhama and Rukmini. Queen Satyabhama inquired of Rishi Narada how she could ensure that she would have Krishna as her husband in her next life. And Narada told the queen, and truthfully so, that you receive in your next life that which you give away in this life as charity, known as dan in Sanskrit. So Satyabhama immediately agreed to Narada to give Krishna away, and Narada and Krishna left immediately, having succeeded in implementing their plan, and they went back to heaven. Now Krishna's wives, Rukmini and Satyabhama, missed their husband, missed Krishna, and they both requested Narada to bring him back. Now Narada said that they would have to give the gods something equal to the weight of Krishna if he was to return from heaven. Now being proud of all the jewels and valuables that Krishna had given her, Satyabhama set up a large weighing balance as a scale. And Krishna came and sat on one side, and Satyabhama, who, as befits a queen, was rather arrogant, she brought out all her jewels and gold and silver pots and was willing to trade them all just to have Krishna return. But the more that she piled onto the balance scale, the lighter her side became, and Krishna became heavier and heavier. So, reduced to rather angry tears, she finally gave up. Satyabhama went to Rukmini, who was the secondary queen, and asked her to do whatever she could. Rukmini did not have enough gold or gems or valuables to compete with Satyabhama, so she took everything off the scale and took a couple leaves from a nearby tulsi plant and put them on the scale with all her love. The leaves proved to be far heavier than Krishna, and with a smile, Krishna returned to Earth to be with his wives. And since that time, a single tulsi leaf is added to any auspicious gift or any offering that is made in a Vishnu temple. A father also places a tulsi leaf in his daughter's hand during the Kanya Dan, the giving away of the daughter, during a Hindu marriage ceremony. So on Tulsi Vivaha, the puja tradition is for the tulsi plant to be dressed up as if it were a goddess. And the ceremony of Vishnu's marriage is reenacted in a puja called Kalyana Utsavam. They make a little wedding pavilion out of sugar cane stalks, and the tulsi plant is dressed in a yellow silk bridal sari with miniature jewelry and red kumkum powder. Krishna wears a gold crown and the traditional bridegroom's attire, and the wedding is conducted with a complete wedding puja, and the tulsi plant is offered a feast of seasonal berries, tamarind, turmeric, amala fruit, and rice. Krishna is offered sweets made of milk. Now you might ask why it was that Rukmini, who was really Lakshmi, offered the tulsi plant to Krishna in this story. And as is frequent in the case of Vedic stories, it begins with a demon who's gained too much power and is troubling the gods. Since the strength of the gods cannot always equal that of the demons, the gods have to win by some form of trickery. And of course, ultimately it backfires and the gods have to make amends. In this case, there was a demon who was a famous warrior by the name of Jalandhar. By constantly annoying and fighting and defeating the gods, he made his fellow demons happy, and more of the universe came under their control. Jalandhar had a wonderful wife by the name of Vrinda, who was a pure and a spiritually dedicated soul and a very powerful yogi, or yogini in her own right. And because of her purity and spiritual strength, Jalandhar had his own strength and became invincible in the three worlds. Desperately, the gods tried to find some way to defeat Jalandhar, and Vishnu developed a plan and sent messengers to tell Vrinda that her husband had been killed in battle, which of course wasn't true. Vishnu arranged for a severed head and body of two monkeys to be put in front of Vrinda, and then, after reciting some mantras, Vishnu, through his magical powers, made Vrinda believe that it was her husband's dead body, and she was, of course, plunged deep into grief at the loss of her husband. While she was crying, Vishnu snuck away and took the form of a wandering sadhu, a monk, and seemingly innocent, walked by Vrinda. Faking some compassion, Vishnu then recited some mantras, joined the head and the body together again, and while Vrinda wasn't looking, Vishnu quickly took the form of her husband, Jalandhar, and as she stood up, she saw, or what she thought was, her husband alive again, standing in front of her. She embraced him with passion and relief and quickly realized her mistake and discovered, in fact, that, of course, it was Vishnu. Now, in those ancient times, she would have immediately lost her spiritual virtue and power for having touched the body of a man who was not her husband. And she was distraught at having been tricked, but of course it was of no use. Vrinda immediately lost her holiness and purity, and therefore Jalandhar had lost the source of his power and was soon killed in battle. Now Vrinda realized shortly thereafter the full truth of her husband's death, and she was absolutely wild with anger and cursed Vishnu, saying that your wife will be taken away from you and you'll have to ask for the help of monkeys to recover her. And in all Vedic stories, a rishi's curse is a powerful thing, and not even the gods can escape it. And after all, it was the results of Vishnu's own actions coming back to him. So, as we well know, this curse was realized when Vishnu took the form of Rama, and Sita was taken from him by Ravana, and Vishnu had to appeal to Hanuman, the monkey god, for assistance in getting her back. So after issuing her curse, Vrinda prepared the funeral pyre for her husband, and she jumped into the fire. Vishnu, whose job it was to protect everyone in creation, was very sorry because, as a result of his deceit, the poor widow had committed suicide. He remained sitting at the side of the pyre for many days, deep in depression. And of course now all the gods in heaven became worried because he was neglecting his cosmic duties, and the universe needed his protection. So the gods planted three medicinal trees in the cremation ground, Tulsi, Amala, and Jasmine. One of these trees, Tulsi, was most dear to Vishnu, and to this day is used in his worship rituals. And Vrinda, because she had for a while truly believed Vishnu to be her husband, when Vishnu appeared as Krishna, Vrinda came back in the form of Rukmini, and on the day in which we celebrate as Tulsi Vivaha, they were married. The Mula Mantra for the Tulsi plant is Vrindaye Tulase Devye Priye Keshavasya Cha Kesavarte Sanomi Davambarada Bhava Sarvata. And there are slokas for Tulsi. Unfortunately, I've not been able to find any recording of them. So to conclude this podcast, I'm going to play a recitation of Purusha Suktam, which is a description of how Vishnu manifested creation out of himself and then entered into it to animate it.
Purushasuktam
Om Sahasrasirsha Purushah Sahasrarja Sahasrapade Sabhavim Vishvata Vritva Atyajitadashangulam Purushaye Vedakum Sarvam Yadbhodayascha Bhavyam Udavritatvasyeshanah Yadannenatirohati Etavanasya Mahima Atharjayagascha Purushah Padasya Vishwabhutani Tripadasya Mritan Divi Tripadadvavute Purushah Padasyeha Bhavat Punah Tato Vishwam Yakramate Sazananasane Abhi Tasmat Virada Jayata Virajo Adhipurushah Sajato Atyarishyata Pashchadva Nimatha Purah Yattarushena Havisha Deva Yajyamatanvata Vasanto Asya Sidajyam Kretma Yajma Sharadhavihi Saptasya Sambaridhayaha Tesapta Samidakritaha Deva Yajyajyan Tanvanaha Abadran Purusham Vasham Tayyajyam Parishishi Prokshanna Purusham Jatamagrataha Prena Deva Ayajanta Sadhyarishayaschaye Tasmad Yajyas Sarvahutaha Sambhradam Vrishatajyam Pasoryaskagishchakrevayam Yane Aranyan Gramyaschaye Tasmad Yajyas Sarvahutaha Rekasamani Jagnire Chandagam Jagnire Tasmade Yajastasmade Jayata Tasmadashva Ajayanta Yegeja Bhayadadaha Kavoha Jagnire Tasmade Tasmad Jata Ajavayaha Yatvarasham Yadaduha Kadidham yakalpayan Makhangimasya kaubaho Kavurubada vuchyete Brahmanasya mukhamasile Bahura janyakritaha Urodatasya yadvishyaha Padyagam shodra ajayata Chandramamanasa jataha Chakshasuryo ajayata Makhadindraschagnishta Pranadvajurajayata Nabhyasidandariksham Shetnadyosamavartata Bhadhyambhavirdishashvatrade Tasalogagum akalpayan Vedah vedam purusham mahantam Adityavannantamasastu pare Sarvani rupani vijitya dhiraha Namani ghritpa vipadhani yadaste Dhata purasthadyamudha jahara Shagra pravidvan rajishaschatasraha Tamevam vidvan amrita iha bhavati Nanyapvantha ayanaya vidyate Yajyena yajyavayajanda devaha Tani dharmani prasamanyasan Tehanagam mahimanasya jante Yadra purve sadhyasanti devaha